Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just a reminder that coming Wednesday, you'll no longer find me from 2 to 4, but from 4 to 6 p.m. in a new drive time slot. And don't worry if your radio gets a little spotty driving in and out of Civic Media radio coverage. Just download the Civic Media app. You can always catch me crystal clear. I like to pick WAUK 540 AM as my home station. That's where I broadcast out of, coming to each and every one of you every weekday. What has been 2 to 4 will now be 4 to 6. Come with me for this new drive time experience. I want to talk about the passing of Pope Francis. It is worthy of note that the Pope passed away. I'm not sure if it was actually on Easter Sunday or early this morning. I believe it was on Easter. And he passes away after he has addressed his congregation for the last time, his congregation being the 8+ billion Catholics in the world, in his Easter address. He spoke very briefly yesterday to about 35,000 people standing in St. Peter's Square. And then Archbishop Diego Ravelli, whose formal title is the Master of Apostolic Ceremonies, read aloud Francis's Easter speech. This Easter speech is called, in Latin, Urbi et Orbi, which means to the city and the world. This speech could not have been any more of a direct repudiation of basically all of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and the MAGA versus worldview. Here was what the Pope said on the day that he died to his congregation, the world, to J.D. Vance specifically, who converted to Catholicism some 6 years ago, who met with the Pope on the day that he died. Here's what the Pope said to the world, to J.D. Vance, to Donald Trump. How much contempt is stirred up at times towards the vulnerable, the marginalized, and migrants. I appeal to all those in positions of political responsibility in our world not to yield to the logic of fear, which only leads to isolation from others, but rather to use the resources available to help the needy, to fight hunger, and to encourage initiatives that promote development. These are the weapons of peace, weapons that build the future instead of sowing the seeds of death. Excuse me, total population of Catholics, 1.4 billion. I don't know where I got 8. Stop texting me. I got the number wrong. 1.4 billion Catholics. This comes in the wake of other repudiations of the Trump administration and the MAGAverse from the U.S. Conference of Bishops addressing immigration. This was one of the organizing principles of Pope Francis. He himself was an immigrant, his family coming from Italy to Venezuela to escape fascism in Italy. Just this weekend, the National Catholic Reporter described a tweet from the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See, to the papacy, to the Vatican, as tone deaf. On Thursday, the Reverend Avilio Mejiva Aea, the Auxiliary Bishop of Washington, penned an op-ed condemning the administration's shock and awe campaign against migrants and urging the faithful to speak up against it. We cannot let the dark side of anti-immigrant animus take hold. I thought it might be good to remind us ourselves of what Bishop Marianne Buddy said to Donald Trump on the day after his inauguration. Let's take a listen.
May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love, and walk humbly with each other and our God for the good of all people in this nation and the world. Amen.
So kind of important, but not something Donald Trump is familiar with. And I will always struggle to understand how someone with such support from evangelical Christians can be so demonstrably unchristian in his words and acts on a daily basis. What is Easter about? Easter is about forgiveness. That Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, died for the sins of humanity so that we may be forgiven by God and resurrected. And yet, our leader, Donald Trump, when asked about what he has asked for forgiveness from God regarding, said this.
But have you ever asked God for forgiveness? I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so. I think if I do something wrong, I think I just try and make it right. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't.
A man who has never asked God for forgiveness is no Christian. But to put the plight of immigrants, what's happened with Harvard, what happens with Pete Hegseth together of a whole, you do something wrong, don't say you're sorry. Just blame other people. I don't know. Was that in some book of the Bible that I missed during catechism? Weird. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. I'll be back with you tomorrow, my normal slot, 2 to 4. But set your calendars. Wednesday, you'll hear me during the drive time slot at 4 o'clock. We got a special live episode of Dan Schaefer coming up next, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.